Hi, it's Julie here from Bulimia Free, and today I'm answering some of the most commonly asked questions surrounding bulimia.
What exactly is bulimia?
Well, the usual definition of bulimia is that it's an eating disorder characterised by regular episodes of binge eating followed by purging, which is compensatory behaviours to prevent weight gain, which include self-induced vomiting, abuse of laxatives or diuretics, excessive exercise, eating very little or starving. The thing is, this is rather like reading the back of a book and expecting that you know the story inside. There's no way from this definition that anyone can really understand what it's like having bulimia. The reality of bulimia is a life of obsession, compulsion and loss. You're engulfed with an urge to eat, which you're compelled to carry out. You can't understand why you can't stop yourself. It drives you to become secretive and lie, so you to act out and cover up your behaviour that you feel compelled to do. You feel as if you have no control over your own body and mind. It's like you're possessed. You're overwhelmed with shame, guilt and self-disgust, and still you can't stop. You're terrified that there's something wrong with you, like seriously wrong with you, but the shame stops you telling anyone. It's isolating and lonely. You're terrified that you just can't trust yourself around food. So you shun social occasions. And then when you're alone, you find yourself binging. You feel right even then that you can't kind of control yourself. Your emotions and moods swing all over the place. And food seems to be the only comfort. It really seems like you can't cope with life. It's exhausting and soul-destroying. And as you try to hold everything together and pretend that everything's okay, it's really tiring. Bulimia hijacks your life. It's not interested in your hobbies and your dreams and your desires. You feel anxious, stressed and depressed. It saps your energy and robs you of your vitality and your self-esteem. It cuts you off from fully enjoying your life and threatens your health and well-being. You'd love to be free, but you're trapped. Unfortunately, bulimia is on the rise, regardless of age, gender, or ethnicity. And there are many people of both sexes turning to bulimic behaviours and using various forms of purging to compensate for broken diets and overeating, like a kind of emergency strategy, if you will. But they're putting themselves precariously on the edge of full-blown bulimia. The thing is, at the very beginning, it's easy to think you can have your cake and eat it, but you're soon out of control, as I know only too well from my own experience of bulimia. And that control soon slips away, and the cycle of binging and purging quickly turn into an addictive habit.
So why would anyone binge and purge?
Well, if you ask any number of people why they binge and purge or have bulimia, you'll get as many different reasons, and sometimes different reasons from the same person at different times. Often the explanations given, or those you find online, go along these lines. I'm using as a crutch or a coping mechanism to deal with life, or to push down or distract from unwanted feelings and emotions, as a response to stress or depression, as a way of managing or controlling weight, or to avoid dealing with past trauma. Now, these explanations make some sense, especially if someone's been caught up in bulimia for a long time. But the problem here for me is that these explanations take away personal power and responsibility and create victims who become blind to their own innate power and wisdom and become trapped. Of course, someone can experience a traumatic event that leads them to restrict their diet in the first place, and some sort of therapy may be essential for them to deal with the overwhelming emotions. However, although painful and awful, these events are not the cause of their binging and purging. Because here's the thing, the brain is hardwired for your survival, regardless of someone's background, physiological or psychological, or emotional issues, regardless of their body image, self-esteem, or personality traits. These are not what are causing someone to binge and purge and maintain bulimia. When someone goes on a restricted diet for a period of time, and it doesn't have to be that long, the survival mechanism kicks in. The most primitive part of the brain, or reptilian brain, thinks you're facing a famine and it responds by lowering the body's metabolic rate to conserve energy and sending messages of hunger, which if aren't met, turn into uncontrollable urges to eat. And when food is available, to eat as much as possible, especially foods that are made up of simple carbohydrates, the fatty and sugary ones. And these are the foods that someone with bulimia will eat when they purge. This part of the brain, the reptilian brain, is instinctive. It has no concept of dieting and has no idea that food is readily available. You cannot override this part of the brain. It is there to keep you alive and just tries to stop breathing. By purging, the body is kept in the survival mode, which is a highly distressed state. Check out the effects of undereating, and you'll be surprised to find the parallels that are very similar to the symptoms of eating disorders. Excessive hunger initially causes the urges to binge, but by purging, a cycle is created which becomes a highly addictive habit, making it really hard to stop. However, once someone understands what is really going on, it makes it so much easier to stop. And I go into this in much more detail in my book, Bulimia Free. When someone suffering from bulimia, what they're really experiencing is a learned response that has become a habitual pattern. Now, I'm not saying someone suffering from bulimia isn't experiencing a perceived inability to cope with life, overwhelming emotions, stress or depression, and a whole host of negative thoughts and emotions. But this isn't really why they're purging.
Why is it so hard to stop bulimia?
Well, there's no doubt about it that bulimia, or I guess really what we're talking about here, is the binge-purge cycle. And that is really hard to stop. And there's a number of reasons why. When somebody initially starts binging, it is generally a response to the messages from the brain to eat. The overwhelming, uncontrollable urges to eat are a part of a primitive survival mechanism that has you seek out and eat food because your brain thinks you're in a famine. It has no idea the availability of food is widely available and that you are on a diet. Because the binging is followed by purging, the body is kept in a continual state of hunger and seeks to eat food. Hence the growing obsession with food and the uncontrollable urges to binge the bulimic experiences. The thing is, from the moment of the first binge, the brain is being sent powerful messages. Binging is pleasurable. The denied foods that are eaten taste great, and this feels good. And any tension created from trying to resist the food dissipates as you let go and give in to your cravings and you eat what you want. And this feels so good. A strong cocktail of chemicals, you know, these really feel-good chemicals, are released and the brain registers pleasure and connects the pleasure with the binge food. And this powerful message is then stored in the brain. So the next time the urge to binge is there, the memory that binging is pleasurable jumps into the foreground, making the urge harder to resist, and any feelings of disgust about purging fade into the background. As the urges to binge become more frequent and the more someone gives into them, the more hardwired the behaviour and the secondary benefits become in the brain. And before long, the cycle of binging and purging has become an extremely addictive habit. Human beings are naturally pleasure-seeking creatures. And when suffering from bulimia, there is a whole lot of stress and anxiety. The sufferer has a lot of negative thoughts and feelings about themselves, their body, and their lives. So whenever and for whatever reason someone suffering from bulimia is upset, their brain remembers how to quickly get that pleasure and sends a signal to binge. As the habit develops, more associations are created and behavior is acted out in ever-increasing situations, further reinforcing the behavior and the continuance of bulimia. And not knowing what is going on, their actions seem totally out of their control and seem very hard to stop. And if that weren't enough, there are many false myths and misconceptions around bulimia that maintain its presence in someone's life, keeping them further trapped. understanding how the brain works, in particular, how habits are formed and the role of thinking, is paramount to regaining personal power and recovering from bulimia. So for more information on bulimia recovery and how I can help you, please go to www.bulimiafree.com. Thank you.